English Council Sees 20% of Lone Albanian Child Migrants Go Missing. By Peter Catalan, December 5, 2022. About 20% of lone child Albanian migrants have gone missing from one English town, statistics have revealed. Data obtained by the BBC has seemingly revealed that around 20% of lone child migrants from Albania being looked after by Kent County Council have gone missing since having taken them in at the end of October. With a plurality of boat migrants arriving in Britain now reportedly being from Albania, the UK has seen a massive upsurge in asylum claims from the Muslim-majority Balkan country, despite the fact that it is currently not at war, civil unrest, or other normal cause for refugee flight. It is simply poor. According to a report published by the UK national broadcaster, the council reportedly took in 197 Albanians alleged to be children on Halloween this year. However, a Freedom of Information request by the state-owned company has reportedly revealed that 39 of these individuals have now gone missing, a figure representing roughly 19.8% of the original group. An undisclosed number of those who have disappeared from the care of the council are now believed to be over the age of 18, having allegedly lied about their age. Britain is currently struggling under a massive wave of both legal and illegal immigration, with the number of boat migrants arriving in Britain from Albania reportedly spiking by 4,000% since 2021. However, while the idea that UK authorities could be losing track of child migrants who have entered Britain through unvetted channels is taking the legacy media by storm, the country has, in truth, always struggled with accurately ascertaining the true ages of those claiming asylum. It has been observed that the preferential treatment rightly given to child migrants might encourage young adults to try to pass themselves off as children to get enhanced protection. For example, back in 2020, it was found that over 2,000 asylum seekers in the country lied about being under the age of 18, with one instance of a balding migrant described as looking 40 became a student of a local high school, having been judged to be 15 years of age. Having acknowledged the problem of migrants faking their age, the Home Office under Preeti Patel announced that they would be implementing tougher checks back in January of this year aimed at ironing out blatant abuses of the UK asylum system. The practice of single grown adult men masquerading as children claiming asylum is an appalling abuse of our system which we will end, the former Home Secretary remarked. It is a fact that two-thirds of age dispute cases have found that the individual claiming to be a child is actually over the age of 18, she continued. I have given more resources and support to local councils to ensure that they apply vigorous and robust tests to check the ages of migrants to stop adult men being automatically classified as children. However, when contacted by Breitbart London on Sunday regarding the reforms, the Home Office was unable to confirm whether or not the changes promised by Patel had actually been implemented, before saying that they would endeavor to send the government department's response to the query by email within a short period of time. As of writing, Breitbart London has yet to receive any answer or further communication from the Home Office. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.